Eagles fans, and welcome to the Fantasy Spin on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. The most handsome group of fantasy analysts you will find. It's Joe Dolan from FantasyGuru.com and Bo Wolf of PhiladelphiaEagles.com. Joe, let's talk about another handsome unit, the Eagles defense and special teams on fantasy. The number one scoring defense and special teams, unless you're in Yahoo where they don't count special teams, which don't get me started. But Eagles defense, are they becoming an every week play because of their touchdown production?
Well, yeah, but we've seen this in the past, and I know the Eagles are giving up yardage and they're giving up points, and I'm sure Billy Davis and Chip Kelly would have liked back the fourth quarter against the Rams, but for fantasy purposes, I don't care about any of that. If you're creating big plays, if you're getting sacks and turnovers, and you're getting return touchdowns, this is exactly what you want from your fantasy defense. I'm really fascinated to see what this game holds, because in the new offense under Ben McAdoo, the New York Giants, Eli Manning has been taking care of the ball better than we've seen him do in years. Something's going to have to give in this game. Is it going to be Eli Manning turning into Eli of last year when he threw 27 interceptions?
Yes.
Oh, I think so. That's how I would predict Sunday night at home for the Philadelphia Eagles. Or do the Eagles not get the turnovers, which, frankly, maybe the defense wasn't elite last year. But Billy Davis, since he's come in here, he's instituted a defense that is forcing turnovers and creating big plays. And since adding Malcolm Jenkins, kind of their jack-of-all-trades in the back end, they have done a fascinating job creating pressure from all levels and getting those turnovers in the secondary. This is a very opportune defense, and as we've seen the last few years, Eli Manning has been known to turn the ball over at the most inopportune times. I would be starting the Eagle defense with confidence this week because I think they get a couple turnovers.
The only kind of touchdown the Eagles have not scored this season is a field goal block touchdown return. Watch out, New York Giants field goal squad. I think that could happen.
I think that actually has happened to the Giants this year, if I'm not mistaken.
So that's the kind of analysis you get from Joe Dolan. All right, let's move on to the big question every week, waiver wire pickups, of course. We're into the byes, a bunch of injuries last weekend. If you need a running back, you're obviously looking at Denver and then San Diego.
Well, Denver's a situation that we've got to monitor throughout the week, Bo, because Ronnie Hillman was the guy with Monty Ball going down who got the majority of the carries, and he actually looked pretty good this week. But that was because C.J. Anderson was a healthy and active. But why was he a healthy and active? Because he doesn't play special teams. That will not matter if the Broncos need a fill-in running back for a couple weeks. And throughout the preseason, we were being told that the Broncos actually preferred C.J. Anderson as an early down grinder to Ronnie Hillman, who seems to be perpetually in the doghouse. I want to see if Hillman's one good performance last week actually helps him establish some trust with the coaching staff, because obviously anybody who's running the ball in a Peyton Manning offense, you want to invest in them, because even if they don't play well, this could be a spot where they could score multiple touchdowns any given week. So Ronnie Hillman, C.J. Anderson, even Juwan Thompson, who scored a touchdown this past week, somebody you want to monitor throughout the week, see who it might look like they're going to give the majority of the touches to.
All right, let's move on to the wide receiver position, Joe, where a bunch of guys who had slow starts to the season picked it up a little bit in week five, obviously, Demaryius Thomas. We weren't worried about him. Justin Hunter, we talked about last week, he got on the board. How about Vincent Jackson, who had that slow start? Now he's back with Mike Glennon, and it seems like maybe there's production going to be picking up for him.
Yeah, I don't think this is a fluke, Bo. Last year, when Mike Glennon became the Tampa Bay Buccaneers starting quarterback, Vincent Jackson averaged 15.5 fantasy points per game in a PPR. This year with Mike Glennon, it's up to 14.7 fantasy points per game in a PPR. And I think the Buccaneers, maybe against their best wishes, want Mike Glennon to be the guy, or should know at least Mike Glennon's the guy right now. They were gambling that Josh McCown was the guy we saw with the Bears last year and not the guy who was a career backup for a decade. That obviously is not working out. Glennon is and should be the guy moving forward for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. So I think Vincent Jackson firmly back on the wide receiver two, wide receiver three radar. But if somebody's overvaluing him and maybe somebody needs a wide receiver in your league, I wouldn't be opposed to moving him either. While I think he'll be productive with Glennon, he might be somebody who's still a frustrating player because typically he's been a deep threat in the NFL. And as we know, those guys can be inconsistent in terms of fantasy production. So I'm buying him, but I'm also selling him if I can get a good offer for him.
So on the fence about Vincent Jackson, not on the fence about selling Texans running back Arian Foster. You think if you've got him and you can sell him for a reasonable price, now is the time to do so.
Well, Bo, I think the market for Arian Foster, at least based off of the trade offers I've seen on my personal Twitter account, and I know that's not representative of the entire fantasy community, but I've seen some wild offers. I've seen Dez Bryant for Arian Foster. I've seen Julio Jones for Arian Foster. Alshon Jeffrey for Arian Foster. And if I can get an offer like this, I am selling Arian Foster right away. The last 2 weeks, I think, have been indicative of what Arian Foster, the problem of owning him for fantasy is, at least. He has a huge game against the Cowboys, 157 yards and 2 touchdowns, but that comes off a game in which he was limited by a hamstring and ran for 6 yards. This is the kind of guy that I expected to see this year, and frankly, it's why I told people not to draft Arian Foster, because he's going to drive you nuts. I understand if you're thin at running back, you might not have the luxury of moving him, but if you've got a couple young guys behind him and you want to move him and you get a good offer, sell him immediately, because this could be peak value for Arian Foster.
All right, the best in the business, Joe Dolan of FantasyGuru.com. Follow him on Twitter at FG_Dolan, and we will see you next week on the Fantasy Spin.